This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. 9 a.m. to noon. This is Power Talk on Power 98.7.
Good morning, Power People, on this beautiful Friday. And yes, very excited to get into our next feature right now. We're in the spotlight. We have the pleasure of welcoming Mary Jane, a South African singer and songwriter who is captivating hearts around the world with her soulful and honest music. Speaking about her music, let's listen in to this song called Tonight by Mary Jane.
Tonight can be tonight, you don't have to be shy. Let me know your baby. Come here, let me know your baby. Every tonight, boy, with the music raising you eye to eye tonight, boy. And when the moment feels right, boy, you can hold me tight, look into my eyes, this vibe, boy.
That is Mary Jane with a song simply titled Tonight. And today we do have really the pleasure of speaking to Mary Jane herself in the spotlight as we really welcome her, a South African songer, singwriter, really captivating the hearts around the world with her soulful and honest music as well. And though she may still be new to listeners, Mary Jane has quickly become a beloved figure in the music community, really for her passionate and emotionally resonant performances as well. And she joins us to really tell us about her musical journey, her inspiration, but also what's next or what's lined up for her. Mary Jane, really a pleasure to have you joining us right here on Power 98.7.
Hi, how are you doing?
We are fantastic. We are fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
Trust me, it is our honor to have you here. Can you start by telling us a bit about your upbringing and how you found your way into the world of music?
So I've always been a lover of music. I think one thing that I'm grateful for is my parents, because they used to play music like it was a thing at home. So Sundays, I know, okay, we're playing R&B. And I think that's what made me love R&B. I just loved the sound of it and just how beautiful and soothing it was. You know, the rhythm and the blues was really something that captivated me. So when I was young, I used to sing like outside by my yard, and I'd just sing, not knowing what I'm doing, but I'd enjoy it. I just sing and dance, and I enjoyed it so much. And then the older I got, I went to a school called Meridian Carina when I was in grade 11, and I found my mentor there who really helped shape me as a musician, because he taught me how to be disciplined. Like, you know, as much as with like talent, you can have talent, but without discipline and like those important skills, like it doesn't go anywhere. So he really shaped me into like who I am today. And I found myself after high school writing music. And this is, and yeah, that's it.
That's the journey. But very interesting for me is that you're also an independent artist. Do you ever struggle with balancing work and play? Does the passion for making music really sometimes come with this added stress, especially for independent artists?
Yeah, so there is really like a stress with it, because you have to actually play a lot of roles. You have to be a manager for yourself. You have to be a PR. You have to be a social media person for yourself. Like, you really have to look at yourself holistically and not just as a creative, just making music, but you have to also start thinking about it as a business person. So I think what motivates you to keep going is the passion for the music itself. It takes away the stress once you have a song and you really like it and people are loving it. I feel like that's what motivates us to keep going, or motivates me to keep going, as the stresses of an independent musician comes along with it. I think even just finance as well, having to finance your creativities, yeah, you actually realize the struggles that come with it.
So can you share details about some of your latest work? I mean, we did open our interview with a song titled Tonight. Is there something on the horizon that you are particularly excited about?
Yes. So I am going to be releasing a new song early July. It's called Like That. It's very poppy. And it's we're going to actually be shooting a music video for it soon. So I'm actually super excited for that because I feel like this song is beautiful. The music video that we are going to shoot is amazing. I'm super excited. I hope I can come back again and like share this with you guys.
Yeah. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that. And funny enough, Owen, my technical producer, and I were having a debate on whether is your sound like Afrobeat or dancehall, you know, though I don't want to box you per se, but in making your music, what sounds do you explore often?
So to be honest, I'm at a point where I'm very versatile because I listen to different types of music and I think that's what inspires my music. So I find myself at a point where it depends on the phase that I'm in at the moment. So sometimes I'll be like listening to a lot of Afrobeat and I'm like, oh, I'm really inspired by this and I want to make music from Afrobeat, you know, or I'm really inspired by like R&B or pop. And that's basically how I go with my musical journey, because the way I'm writing and the way that I go about my music is just basically a diary of myself and just how I see life and how I view life and the lessons I'm learning with it. And yeah.
We are in discussion with a very exciting artist that is Mary Jane this morning, a singer, songwriter as well. Mary Jane, we've explored quite a number of themes on the program earlier on, which included the involvement of women in politics and public service as well. But I want to speak about the role of women in music as well. What advice would you give, especially to young women who are trying to break into the music scene?
So for me, especially also being a young woman in the music industry, I think one thing that I would like to advise us as women, even in myself, is firstly to collaborate with each other, because a lot of the times we find ourselves being single artists, and I think also I find myself being like that. But eventually, I see the importance of collaborating with women as we uplift each other. You know, most of the time, we usually in situations where we're versed against each other. I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
I think one thing that I would like us as women is to really collaborate together, seeing more features with females, you know, having three females in one song. You know, usually we don't see that as much. So I think that's one thing, especially in our South African market as well. Even globally, I think we need to just learn to collaborate with each other more as females.
So let's get back to the music. This time talking about one of your songs, that's Internal Affair. And one thing I like doing when interviewing artists is also have them tell us a bit more about that particular song. What was the thinking behind this concept as well? Tell us about Internal Affair as we play it.
Okay, so Internal Affairs is about the conflict that happens within people as they're having an argument. So basically, once you hear the chorus, it speaks about like a gunfight, basically, like guns is blazing. And basically in that, it's like words. So when people are arguing with each other, they're basically trying to see each other, but at the same time, they're having a gunfight of words. And I think that's one thing that I wanted to basically just show and ask the viewers, like, okay, where do we go from here? You know, do we erase all the memories or do we come back and figure out how do we have a civil conversation?
Here's Mary Jane with Internal Affairs. That is Internal Affairs by our guest this morning. That is Mary Jane, speaking all things music, but also discussing her next steps on what project she's working on right now. Mary Jane, would it be safe to say that your music often conveys a deep emotion? How do you manage to stay so authentic and honest in your songwriting and performances?
So, to be honest with you, I think it has to do with God and how God keeps me grounded. I think one thing that I'm constantly praying for is that God continues to use me as a vessel to whatever that he's trying to say. And I think my life being a living testimony of that allows him to use me to whatever that is happening within my life as inspiration to whatever song that I'm going to write. Mm. Yeah.
But can you talk about a, call it a particularly memorable moment in your music career so far? And also, what made it stand out for you?
So I think the first thing I can actually say is when my music was playing on Trace. So my music video for the Phases EP was playing on Trace. I think for me, that was one of the most memorable moments because I found myself like being a kid again and watching myself. You know, as a kid, I used to watch Trace like every single day looking at Beyonce and all of these musicians, like creating music videos. And I was like, one day I want to do this. And having that moment where seeing myself on TV and on the adverts, and I was like, I'm so grateful that I'm actually able to see myself living the dream that I've wanted to as a kid. I think even just making my inner child happy. You know?
So with the second half of the year approaching, Mary Jane, do you have any personal or professional goals for 2024 that you'd really like to share with us?
So I think for me, it's mainly more music, more visuals, making sure that I widen my audience. That is basically the goal because I think right now I'm trying to make sure that I can go global. And I think that's the goal. As we keep pushing the music and we keep pushing visuals, making sure that I'm in everyone's faces. That's the goal, making sure I'm in everyone's faces and in everyone's ears.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking about that, how do people connect with you as well if they want to learn more about your music or for bookings?
So you can contact me on email with maryjanemanagement01@gmail.com if you want any bookings. And then you can see me on all social media platforms at Mary the Malia, M-A-L-I-A. And then, yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much for your time. That is Mary Jane.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.